Hi, this is Michael at MMA Legal.
Hello, this is Francis McGowan. This number's phoned my number.
Hi, Francis. How are you?
I'm all right. Who's this?
So my name's Michael. Francis, I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. We're looking into your Scottish redress case.
All right, okay.
Have you got a couple of minutes to talk, Francis? That'll only take me 5 minutes.
Sorry, what did you say there? Sorry.
Are you okay to talk for 5 minutes? Just we'll have to run through what the next stage of your case is.
All right, okay.
Okay, so as I said, Francis, my name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. Just to let you know that all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. My job, Francis, is to get to know you, get to know your case. And what I'll do is I'll then write to all the local authorities of Nazareth House in Kilmarnock, and I'll gather as much information as I possibly can before we finally submit your claim to Scottish Redress. Part of my job, Francis, is to try and find out about the impact of your time and care has had on your adult life. So, like being diagnosed with depression, any antidepressants, any substance abuse, alcohol abuse, I can know, obviously, I can then write to them relevant authorities, get that information to boost your claim, if you like.
All right, okay.
Have you suffered with any sort of depression, Francis?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me 2 seconds. And does your GP, do they prescribe you antidepressants, CV? Oh. Sorry, Francis.
Sorry. I'm pressing buttons here. I have to work with my face here. What was that you said there?
Does your GP prescribe you antidepressants?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you mind, Francis, if I contact your GP and ask for your medical records, so obviously for your case? It's called a subject access request. I'll lodge one with your GP, with your blessing, so I can get all of your information and present that to Scottish Redress as part of the impact, the abuse that you suffered in your time in care.
All right. Well, I never went into detail with my doctor about I've had depression on and off for years, and finally I had to give in a few years ago when it was really bad. But I mean, that's not all down to getting taken away from my mum. There's other things happened in life after that, you know, that I have got anxiety with, I stay here just now. I've been here for 50 odd years, but me and my partner were going to move, and the anxiety I had, the thought of moving away from my mum just stays along the road, and you know, it's just an insecurity thing as well, you know.
I've had anxiety and depression for years.
Yeah.
So with your permission, obviously, are you on anti-